I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Let's start with some sports today. The Bronco JV softball team lost in a non-league game April 25th at Yerington, 6-1. Broncos played a great game on defense, keeping the score close for six innings. The lone run was scored in the second inning when Azul Aranzubia led off the inning with a double. Jocelyn Flores then hit a single to center field, which scored the run. The Broncos had many opportunities to score additional runs, but were unable to string hits together off the dominant Yerington pitcher. Haley Rhodes pitched six innings and gave up six runs, 11 hits and six walks. Jocelyn Flores had two singles, a hit, and the only run. Azul Aranzubia had a double. Sophia Stanley had a single, and Cheyenne Lopez had a bunt single. Well, get this. City of Bishop partners with various organizations to bring back Family Fun Days as Dia del Niño, Kids Day, a Family Fun Day to the Bishop City Park on May 3rd. Family Fun Day, an activities and services-filled celebration of local families and kids, is returning to Bishop following a years-long hiatus, but is coming back with a nod to the multicultural nature of our community as an English-Spanish bilingual outreach event called Dia del Niño, Kids Day, a Family Fun Day, hosted by the City of Bishop in partnership with the nonprofit Sierra Forever and other organizations, agencies, and local businesses. The free event will take place from 9 a.m. till noon on Saturday, May 3rd, at the east end of the city, Bishop Park, across the street from the Bishop Senior Center. Public can expect informational booths, games, and activities. California Highway Patrol's popular bicycle rodeo, where kids are encouraged to bring their bikes and helmets and be able to get safety tips on riding. Assistance in signing up for City of Bishop summer camps and swimming lessons at the city pool. Wildfire preparedness incentives such as green waste coupons and helpful resources. Health, wildlife, and fire safety information and presentations, free sports, gear, and educational toy giveaways, music, food, and more. The city's community services clerk, Carrie Poole, who is organizing the event, said, "I'm excited to see Family Fun Day revived after it was interrupted by COVID and to coordinate it alongside with Dia del Niño, or Kids Day. Many countries around the world have a designated Children's Day, and in Mexico, that day is April 30th, which is close enough to Family Fun Day to combine the two," Paul said. "This is an opportunity to celebrate children by bringing together organizations and agencies providing valuable services and or resources to children and their families, regardless of their race or ethnicity," said Bishop City Councilman Jose Garcia. "Since Kids Day is celebrated around the world, it just makes perfect sense to bring it back and rebrand the former Family Fun Day." For more information on this, head on out to sierrawave.net, where there is additional information and contacts for this article. Okay, moving along to what might be holding you up this week in traffic. From Caltrans, the new construction taking place is the Buttermilk Road utility work on State Route 168 West between Buttermilk Road and 1 mile east. Utility crews will deliver materials outside the state boundaries Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. North Sierra Highway utility work on U.S. 395 from Matlake Lane to Early Pond Lane in Bishop. Crews utility will relocate structures on Wednesday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There will be intermittent traffic breaks, and drivers may experience brief delays. Lone Pine tree trimming on U.S. 395 from the Lone Pine Airport to Burkhart Road. The southbound outside lane and shoulder will close while crews trim trees on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Moving up the hill to Mono County, Rock Creek drainage work on U.S. 395 between Lower Rock Creek Road and South Landing Road near Crowley. The shoulders will close to allow for drainage work Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Point Ranch utility work on U.S. 395 near Point Ranch Road south of Bridgeport. Utility crews will replace poles Wednesday and Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 20-minute delays. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been the local resource for news, sports, weather, and culture, and the people who shape it. And most of all, thank you for listening.